Let's say hello to Oaks Agency. Brian Holman is in the WGHN studio. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Well, how are you?
I'm great. It was so good to see you Saturday.
That was so much fun. Downtown trick-or-treating is the best.
It was off the hook, okay? There were so many people. Did you see all the K-pop kids? They were dressed as the K-pop. That's
so
the
fun.
Big thing. Yeah. And
so much fun.
You know, the usual witches and goose and ghosts and goblins and stuff. But it was so packed, I couldn't believe it. I think it was probably the largest attendance ever. It had to have been.
Love being downtown Grand Haven and seeing all the kids come by with all the different costumes and just saying trick-or-treat and giving them a piece of candy. It's so much fun.
It was so much fun. So much fun. I was stealing my grandkids' candy. Coming up, millions of seniors on Medicare are in the process of changing plans during open enrollment. Now, I'm not on Medicare. If I was, I wouldn't be calling Dr. Oz. I would be calling you, a licensed insurance agent that can help people with Medicare. And I think there's significant changes in 2026 to premiums, deductibles, and plans, right?
Yeah, depending on the plan that you're on, there could be some potential changes.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on, like I said, one size doesn't fit all. We've talked about that in the past, and that's the thing that we try and do at the Oaks Agency is to sit down with each individual and say, okay, what works best for you? And depending on what works best, you know, some of those prescription drugs are going up, and some of the prices are going up. So, again, to try and help everybody, it is important that we get to sit down with each individual so we can give them what's best for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't call an 800 number to do this because every person is different. And so if you're sitting down with a client and they're getting ready to go on Medicare, and let's say they have lots of medicines that they're on and they really need a certain type of coverage, you can kind of look at the different plans, right?
Yeah, that's exactly one of the things that we ask them to do when they come in. Bring us a list of your medications so that we can figure out for each medication, what is that cost going to be to you so that by the time they actually turn 65 and go on, they're not, you know, come up with a big surprise when they go to the pharmacy. They know, and we've talked about it already, they know exactly what they're going to pay based upon the medications that they're taking.
Yeah, nobody wants a surprise at the pharmacy. Trust me on that. What about a patient that may have had, say, they've had cancer in the past, someone like me, and they have to see an oncologist every 3 months? There's a lot of pathology involved, and that can get really expensive. Are there different Medicare plans that would cover different things like that?
Well, the nice thing about just turning 65 mm-hmm. is that whether you go traditional Medicare or whether you go Medicare Advantage, first year, there are no pre-existing conditions. That's covered. And then every year thereafter, Medicare Advantage plans cover all of your pre-existing conditions, so some of you would not have to worry about, if they were on Medicare Advantage plan, having any kind of problems. It would be covered as though they didn't have any problems whatsoever.
I would think that anybody that's 65 probably has some sort of pre-existing condition. I don't want to assume, but, you know, I like this, that you can just sit down and go over all the plans, and it's a very personal thing, your health care and what a person, you know, has been through and what they may need or they may not need. How many different you talk about Medicare Advantage. What is that? That's a different step, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you turn 65, you have a couple options. One I call traditional Medicare or Medicare Advantage.
Okay.
Traditional Medicare is the red, white, and blue card that you get from the government that shows you have Part A and B.
Okay.
And then traditional Medicare goes 80-20 after the Part A and B are met, and mm-hmm. the 20% doesn't have a cap on it, so people buy themselves what they call a supplemental or a gap plan.
Okay.
And then the third card that you have to have is a prescription card. And for those out there that say, well, why would I want that? I'm not on any prescriptions right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a penalty that if you don't take it right at 65 down the road, if you say, okay, now I want it because I do have some prescriptions,
mm-hmm.
you can be penalized. So make sure that you will jump on that Part D when you turn 65. You're going to need it. So that's traditional Medicare. Then Medicare Advantage is working through private insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
Pride Health, Blue Cross, mm-hmm. Humana, Aetna. They all have one. And it takes your A, your B, your supplement, and your drug card, and it wraps it into one card through that private insurance company. So then when you seek services, you're just using the Priority Health card, as opposed to with traditional Medicare, it's the red, white, and blue first, and then the supplemental, and then the drug card.
Very good. When somebody makes an appointment to see you at the Oaks Agency, how long does it take to sit down with them and go over everything? I guess it would depend person by person, probably.
Yeah, we usually spend about an hour with people because we want to make sure that we show them the options and they can take a look at all the different options and work what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at their prescriptions, that's always important to do too as well. Talking a little bit about some of the extras that Medicare Advantage plan gives you. You get the dental, the vision, the hearing, the over-the-counter card to buy your over-the-counter needs. And mm-hmm. so we look at all that for people as well as the pricing and just try to determine what works best for them. Mm-hmm. Usually we send them home after the hour and then they can come back and follow up with any other questions that they may have.
Now, if you are 65 and you're still working, but you're employed by some big company and you have health insurance, you don't have to go on Medicare, correct?
Nope. Great question. Although one of the things you do have to remember with that is that if you are working for a company that has mm-hmm. less than 20 employees, mm-hmm. the government says that Medicare is primary and your group coverage is secondary.
So you have two insurances now.
Yeah, but you have to make sure then that you have Part B. We've had people in the past say, I don't need Part B because I'm on a group plan.
Okay.
Well, my question is, how many employees does that group have? And if it's less than 20, then you need to have Part A and Part B because you're going, if you seek services, you're going to want to make sure that you have A and B because your group plan won't pay anything unless Medicare pays something initially.
That's important because a lot of people are working past 65, you guys.
Correct.
They
Absolutely.
Are.
Yeah.
Some people are working until they're 70 years old, so that's important. I did not know that.
And that's another thing we talk about with people.
Yeah.
When they come in, it's just like, you know, you don't need the Part B, and you don't necessarily need to have the D if you're going to continue to work. Let's just talk about who's primary and who's secondary.
Okay.
And then the other thing that people always need to know is that when you go to jump on and get Medicare, mm-hmm. you just need to make sure that you provide evidence of credible medical and drug coverage, because people say, well, I get a penalty if I don't take Part B and Part mm-hmm. D right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, you won't, because down the road, as long as you've had credible medical and drug coverage with your group carrier, you can provide evidence of that, and then there's no penalty. The penalty's waived.
All right. When I'm 65, I'm coming to you, the
I
Oaks Agency.
That.
Thank you for the coffee and the muffins.
You're welcome, as always.
Every year, Brian Holman will bring me a coffee and muffins when we do this interview about Medicare. And today, the Keurig was making a really sad little noise. And I was like, oh, no, I think it's on its last leg. So thank you for the pumpkin latte or whatever that is.
My pleasure.
Really good.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And what is your phone number at the Oaks Agency?
616-842-3440.
Wonderful. And anyone there can help, correct?
Absolutely. Just call. And they can set up an appointment, and I will sit down and have a conversation with you one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
as well as we then actually go on and help people throughout the time that they have that policy. If they have any questions, issues, or claims issues, call us. We help them with that as well.
That's really nice. That's an extra step, and I appreciate that. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.